podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Let's do one of these.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
So don't call us, it just rhymes for the song.
Yeah.
This is a life hack that I saw on TikTok. And I think it might have some merit to
okay.
it. And this is coming from someone who has started Wombi on normal food, like raw food.
Oh, he's gone to solids.
He's on to solids.
Oh, how old are you, like seven?
Yeah, 6 and a half, bless. And he,
is he really?
He's six
That's
and
a
half.
Great guess by me.
Yes, you did very
well.
Well
done.
I know. But that means that our fridge is so full of meat, like, and packets of meat. Anyway, so our freezer is full of it.
Don't you have like a bar fridge or a backyard fridge or
No, rich man. How many fridges do you own?
I've got one and a half.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's so cool. If you grew up with one of those.
I have done all right, obviously.
Yeah. No, I said to Jimmy, I'm like, we need to get a freezer, like an outdoor freezer.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you mean an outdoor freezer? And I said, no, we need to, mate.
Put it in the shaping bay that used to be the shaping bay, but now all his furniture's out there, so now he can't follow his passion.
Do you know how many surfboards we have?
How many?
He counted them at our house. 30.
That's too many surfboards.
Mm.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
You should let me buy one, but for some reason I'm never allowed to buy one.
No, your personality doesn't fit the board, mate. Maybe one day. Anyway, so getting off topic here. But this life hack is all about saving space in your fridge and making space for items.
I need help with that.
Okay. Yeah. So especially when it comes around, just say you're throwing a birthday or something, or you're having mates over for dinner or whatever it might be. That if you're pre-making stuff, fridge space, all of a sudden you're like, I've got heaps. And then you're like, I've got nothing.
You've got nothing.
Got nothing.
Can I say, is the hack just actually throwing away that takeaway that you've had in there for 3 weeks that you're never going to be able to eat, but it's just at the back of the fridge?
And you're like, there's so much mold, I'm not even going to keep the container. It's all going in the bin.
Yeah.
No, what this guy does is that, you know how you have your egg tray?
Yeah.
And sometimes that takes up space. Because it's quite long, in a tray of eggs, like if you get, 12. He tapes his eggs to the top of the shells.
To the underside of the shell.
So that, you can utilise that space. Mm. Because obviously some people have shelves and they're quite high.
Mm.
But what he does is he tapes his eggs. So it gets rid of that massive space.
Maybe almost 30 centimetres.
Enough to fit a wine bottle or two.
Yeah, you're right.
So he tapes his eggs.
Do you know what you can do? You can sit something on top of that egg box. This man is taking the piss. That's not even doing a thing. Don't do that. How heavy duty does the tape have to be to stick to the underside of a shelf in the fridge?
Look.
Like the glass sort of shelf. And then, not only, because it's damp, it's like, it's refrigerated.
He doesn't go into it.
There's no adhesive. There's no adhesive on earth. And if there is an adhesive on earth, then you're not going to get it off the egg, are you? How are you going to crack the egg into your pan?
All right, so you're very violently saying no.
It's not either.
It's rage bait.
Yes, it really is. It's a no from me.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's joined on the line now by one of our favourite friends.
Exactly. Sarah Marie, who used to be your co-host, but you know her from... Look,
everywhere.
TV, radio, stages somewhere, near and far.
Producing documentaries about Australian bands.
Oh, my God.
The whole lot. Hosting concerts and music festivals and whatnot. You are a busy lady, but you have been doing a bit of travel lately, Sarah Marie.
Yeah, I went and just ducked off to Europe. I wanted to be one of those people to enjoy a Euro summer, but I wasn't posting about it, so I didn't really tell many people that I was going, and it was... a truly wonderful, wonderful time, although there was a little hiccup along the way.
You were at a festival and you noticed something happening.
Yeah, I was at a massive festival. It's called Street Parade, and I was in Zurich in Switzerland, which
Wow.
is such a beautiful place. And while we were dancing, a guy had sort of come to my attention. And I just didn't like his vibe. You know when you just don't like the cut of someone's jib?
Yeah.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
It just so happened to end up in a spot where I was standing on a guardrail that was around a tree. And then in this instance, it became my vantage point. Also my stage. Yeah. So
cutting shapes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a bit of elevation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
We're having a really great time. I had spotted a female a little bit earlier who had been just getting barged past, and it kind of looked to me like she was by herself. As the set goes on, I noticed the guy that I didn't like talking with her.
Mm.
And they are not next to me, but I can see them. And as they're chatting, then another two men come over. They looked as though they were offering her a drink, and that was sort of when I didn't want to take my eyes off of her because I wanted to see what were they offering her. And they pulled out a bottle from the first guy that I didn't like, his backpack, and she took a drink from that. And then she passes it to them so that they'll have a drink, and then they switched it out for a second bottle.
Yeah, right.
And she didn't see the switch out, but I saw the switch.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And that's when my heart sank, and I immediately said to my two friends, that woman has just had her drink spiked. I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
And so then we just knew, we're like, we've got to get her.
Yeah, okay.
And so my two friends are doctors, so we were like, let's just get her over here, and I want my two friends to assess her. And she was going downhill that quickly.
Oh, my God.
From that moment.
So scary.
Yeah.
So scary.
Yeah. And then we got her out, and we took her to the medic's tent. And, you know, you follow all the steps that you're meant to in that time to make sure that she's going to be safe. And if there are any repercussions for those guys, that those you are abiding by those local laws.
Mm.
I filmed a video, and I didn't post it until I was out of the country. The support I got was great. Don't get me wrong. Like, there's a lot of support, but the video has now given me just so much anxiety. Every day I'm having to delete abusive DMs, abusive comments on there, people asking me, why didn't I stop it? People basically blaming me, like I let it happen.
Let it happen,
if
yeah.
I saw the warning signs, I shouldn't have let it happen. I'm like, what? Like, I just couldn't believe it.
No.
It was like being blamed for a car accident that you were witness to.
Yeah.
It's just been a fascinating thing to unfold afterwards. Mm. And people not realising that we put ourselves in danger to help her because...
Well, yeah, I was going to ask, did the guys, like, try and, you know, push back or with you trying to help her?
Absolutely they did.
Yeah.
Absolutely they did. Yep. We are so blessed to live in Australia. We are just so blessed because people don't see what happens overseas.
Mm.
And it sounds so ridiculous, but people don't realise how big trafficking is.
Yeah.
And so this isn't necessarily something that you think would, you know, potentially lead to an assault or something like that. When you're looking at a group of people who come together in such an orchestrated and audacious way, unfortunately, when you're in places like in Europe, you do have to have the warning signals of trafficking.
Mm.
And it's real. And I don't mean to say this to terrify people and, you know, go and travel the world. And I do it solo, you know, still travel and still see the world. But you do need to have your wits about you. And that was the point of the video, to be alert and that you can help anyone anywhere, even with a language barrier. We weren't even speaking the same language.
Mm.
I had to get Google Translate out.
I think it's also a really good reminder. There was a real push in the 90s to cover your drinks and all this type of stuff. And don't, if you don't see someone make the drink for you, don't drink it and all of this. And it's not her fault that happened. I don't want to victim blame at all. It is not her fault.
Yeah.
We should be able to go out and drink safely each and every time. But we know that that's not a possibility a lot of the time. So I think it's a good reminder as well to maybe if you have been a bit lenient and thinking, I'm just going to put my drink down, go to the toilet or go out for a CE or whatever and come back, like this can happen. This can happen anywhere.
Yeah.
So it's a really good reminder as well.
Absolutely. I know it sounds ridiculous, but like don't take stuff from strangers.
Yeah. I know. In the moment though, when you're having a good time, you're vibing, you know, you can forget and you can get a little bit lax. So it's a wonderful reminder. Thank you for taking care of that woman. It was a beautiful thing that you did. And, you know, I fully believe that you changed her life for the better in that moment. And I'm sorry that you copped the backlash from keyboard warriors who have no idea what they're talking about. But, yeah, thanks for that. And thanks for the reminder, Sarah Marie.
Love you guys.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Are you okay? You've been doing stuff with your teeth and
because my instrument, people have been playing with it and which is fine. That's fine. I love it. Get around music whenever you can. But I've just had to fix them a little bit so that they're very clacky.
Interesting that it's okay to
mate, I wouldn't even bring it up if I was you.
Clacking over there in the shadows. Guess his song, it's a good little game. Oh, clack that in the right form. Clack that, give me some more. Clack that, till your ears get sore. Clack that, whoa, whoa.
All right, so this is the game where I have my castanets, or canastas as I like to call them sometimes, and I will clack a song for you and you have to tell me what the song is.
Yeah.
Now, if you're struggling and anyone else wants to play along, feel free.
Oh, my God. I'm always struggling, particularly with this game, but just in general. So if you do know what the song is, immediately please jump on the phone, 52232955. We'll put you in the draw to be caller of the week, $150 to spend at a Recess Bar and Eats.
All right, you ready? Here we go.
Okay. Go again. Ready? Oh. Oh, I don't know, but Ryan's back from Bowen River.
Ryan,
thank God.
You're my number one.
Ryan, what is it? Come on.
Can I just hear it one more time?
Of course you can. All right, here we go. Boys, this is Ryan v. Tom.
No, okay. Not V. We're a team here.
Okay, Ryan's you're a team?
We're a team. We're a team. I'm happy with that.
All right, here we go.
It's a tough one this week.
Okay.
I think I might have it, though.
Let's just say.
Is that?
Yeah.
No, you go first.
No, you go. Have a guess.
No. Is that Where Them Girls Are At by Flo Rida, David Guetta and Nicki Minaj?
It's not, but amazing guess. Stick on the line, Ryan. We might as well get Tony on at the same time. How about we're getting a bigger team. Ryan, okay. Tony and Tom all together here.
Both on at the same time. Oh, Tony, mate, your car is so whatever's going on in your car or truck or whatever is very loud. Tony, can you turn your atmosphere down a little bit, please?
Yeah, you gotta turn it down.
There we go.
All right. Here we go again.
Cotton Eye Joe, is it?
Yes.
I just said it. Yes, I knew the intro bit.
Tony, was that what you were going to say? Why did you?
That is exactly what I was bringing up.
Sure it was.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Sure I just was like, oh, my God, just, I couldn't stop it. It just came out of my mouth. Ryan, were you on that same wavelength?
Tom, it's a team. Like you
yeah,
said,
we
Tom,
are. It's a team. Yeah, he didn't
when
have it. But
someone's struggling, yep. We cover for each other.
Brilliant.
Great work, Tony.
Yeah. Okay, good on your tone.
I love and this. Tom. I love this community that we're making here.
Oh, Clack Squad. Okay.
Clack Squad.
Well, sorry, Tony. We were all talking at the same time then. What did you want to say?
It was literally the second time she played it. That it just clicked in the head and went, oh, that's Cotton Eye Joe.
Can I just say Steve also called and then hung up as soon as you said Cotton Eye Joe. So, Steve, you're Steve also part of the winning clackers today.
Oh,
feels good, doesn't it?
It feels really good. I'm going to take the winner sound effect. that was, I really enjoyed that.
Thank you. That was a good
fun. I recognised the start bit and then you sort of lost me. But
yeah, whew. It's all in the hands, mate.
Clack Squad.
You're welcome.
We've got to get some T-shirts made up, I reckon.
I see you clacking over there in the shadows. Guess your song, it's a good little game. Oh, clack that in the right form. Clack that, give me some more. Clack that till your ears get sore. Clack that. Whoa, whoa.
listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
We do have K-Rock Football's Tom King still in the studio. We've been talking this week about using the showers at work.
Yes.
And I...
Can I correct you there? Shower.
Yeah, you're right. Shower at work is one shower.
It scares me that you know exactly how many on this floor there are. That means that you've sought them out.
Well, little Betty tells me that you are pretty much the only person in the building that uses the shower.
I haven't used it for a heck of a long time. Mm. And people might say, we know.
Well, that's my worry, is that you, I mean, showering at work is the ultimate stressor for me, because I think in some way, shape or form, if anyone saw any part that, you know.
She doesn't like to be nude at work.
Never.
For me.
Never.
For me, it's no big deal, obviously.
Yeah,
nude,
if anything.
I'm actually nude right
you'd
now.
You'd prefer to be nude at work.
Yeah. You do your best work.
Yeah, so true. So what? Why?
Actually, I didn't mean it to come out that way. But
why do you shower? Why do you use the work shower? And don't you also think it's gross like the rest of us?
I've never thought about it being gross, but now you've got me thinking about it. Mike, yeah, how often is it cleaned? I haven't used it for a while. It used to be one of those ones where if I was playing sport in town or something like that, say I played cricket on a Saturday and I had a dinner to go to in town, instead of going back to Leopold where I live, I'd just come here and have a shower and stuff like that. If there's been early starts where I've gone to the gym knowing that I've then got to roll into an early press conference at the Cats, I've used it. But I couldn't tell you when I last used it. The thing that gets me is, like, okay, yes, it's a secure room. You can lock the door, all that sort of stuff. But you can still hear people coming in and out of the entry.
Oh, no.
That does creep me a little bit. Obviously, you get a little bit, what's the word?
Stressed.
Yeah, it's not stress.
Anxious.
Yeah, a bit anxiety. Yeah.
It's also a toilet. Yeah. And so you're showering in your workmates' poo particles as well. And that's why it's just
Have you been talking to my wife?
No, but I'm just I know a lot of men use that toilet.
Do they?
For their private time. Do they?
No, not just men, a lot of women too.
Do they?
Yeah, it's a pretty popular toilet.
Is it?
Because
Tom's got some, I don't know. Tom, how did we get to this?
Well, first I was saying I don't understand the handheld unit, which is what it is in there as well. You can take it off and you can swing it around, but why would you? And then from there, it spiraled to the fact that there's a shower here at work, and God, why would anyone ever use a shower at work? And then we realised, K-Rock Football's Tom King uses the shower.
Right. Yeah.
So here we are.
Not very often, but I used to a bit, but probably not as much now.
Okay, go on.
Right. What am I getting myself into?
Maybe Kingy can introduce you to showering at work.
What do you mean?
Maybe Kingy can take you in there one day
and
show you what it's all about. I mean, there is a bench seat in there.
Did you use the bench seat?
No.
You didn't use the bench seat.
If you want to know so bad.
What do you mean?
Kingy can take you in there.
Well, I don't think, this is not a football club. We're not.
No, but maybe that's what you're missing. Together. Oh, okay. But there's a curtain, isn't there?
Not an
opportunity. He can be on the other
side
of the curtain and say, here we go. I'm here for you, Tom. Let's do it.
Dossie, do you need an emotional support person?
No, I don't. It sounds like you want me to shower here at work.
Well, you keep talking about it, so give it a go. Maybe you're missing something. Maybe it'll be great for you.
What about if I do the show from the shower? Shower show. That'd be too much water. What about if I do a bit of the show from the shower? We've got.
Can I be in the studio while you're in the shower?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Dean,
done. Do whatever you got
to
do.
If you were to do it from the toilet, I know what the name would be.
What?
No, I can't say.
They're all that. Every show we do is a show. All right.
Put a pin in it.
Maybe I'll do it. Dean Artek, he loves a challenge. He could do waterproof stuff.
Don't we have focus groups to talk about this stuff before you drag me on air? Like, what happened to the pre-meeting to say, this is what we think, the setup?
This is it. This is the pre-meeting.
Is right.
It's an on-air pre-meeting, so you can't say no. It's called peer pressure on the radio.
I feel like I've been backed into a corner.
Well, you have.
Wouldn't have said that. Not in the sort of scenario that we're sort of...
There is a bench seat.
And it is in the corner.
It's the Tom and Loggie podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
I would love for you to, do what you want to do. But if you ask for feedback and you don't get what you want, then please don't get upset?
Well, I know. Usually it's about me face, and it's and this time it's not. So that's a positive.
Well, I can see your chin straps growing in at the moment.
Like I said, I've had some feedback that has differed from the feedback that you gave me about.
You've had feedback that the chin strap is just
that being a bit of hair, facial hair is not a bad thing.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm choosing to run with that now.
Okay. Oh, well, I'll say no more then.
Yeah. Not that I value their opinion more than yours.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do.
Okay. Well, ask them their thoughts on patterned socks and if it gives them the ick. Because you love a patterned sock. And this started off because Davo wears just white socks only.
Wild, crazy.
And I love a white sock.
Socks are fine.
Yeah, they're great. I love just a plain white long crew sock. And then you wanted to get into that realm, which is good, but you just can't give up the patterned sock. And I said, patterned socks give the ick.
I've got a drawer full of fun socks. They're just fun. It's not just patterns. It's not just like zigzags or anything. It's
give us
fun.
Some examples again. You've got coffees that say too hot.
Hot stuff.
Oh, hot
Thank
stuff.
You.
That is
Get
worse.
It right. Also, I've got lots of pairs that say number one dad. I've got ones that have Indian Goldie's heads on them.
Yeah.
And I will not hear anything negative about those socks. Thank you very much. I've also got ones that have llamas on them that say no prob llama.
No, it all gets me going. In the opposite direction because it gives
me bananas. I've got bananas.
Wow, amazing. Let's go to the phones on this one. 52232955. Does patterned socks, fun socks, give you the ick?
Athena in Grovedale, what are your thoughts?
It's a Tom thing. Keep with your fun socks.
Yes.
And if a woman doesn't like them, ditch her.
Yeah!
Athena!
Yeah.
Athena, say it with her chest.
He has his own little things, and that's him. That's what I love about him.
Aww.
So don't ditch your fun socks. It's you. Aww. It's part of you, of who you are.
Oh, I love you so much, Athena.
Athena,
that's so
you
beautiful.
Have pumped him so far up. I don't know if he's ever going to come down.
Write her down for caller of the week.
He needs a compliment every now and then.
Yeah, he does.
He rarely gets them, Athena.
It's like
you're
a little
right.
treat sometimes. Yes. I just need a little treat. Athena, thank you. You're beautiful. It's from what I'm getting from that is if you can't handle me at my fun socks, you don't deserve me at my white socks. we've got Christy in Geelong. Morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Fun socks giving you the ick or what?
No, keep the fun socks. As long as they're clean, no one should care.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, okay, I might be in the wrong today.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, anything, is there a line though? Like how fun is too fun?
Go all out.
Go all out. Oh, God. Okay. Okay, Christy, he rocks up to your house and he's got those toe socks that are colourful that go all the way to the knee.
I do have a pair of them.
Are you into it?
I'll be like, oh my God, I have matching ones.
Yes,
you Christy. Found your people.
Stacey's on the phone from Coraya. Morning, Stace. What are your thoughts? Giving you the ick with the coloured socks, the fun socks?
Absolutely not. Keep them. You have no idea how many times you'll meet someone who's having an absolutely shocking day. You'll show them the fun socks and it just brightens their day, makes them have a laugh, gives them a bit of a pump, and you've made someone else's day so much better just by being you and you don't even have to open your mouth.
Wowee. The two hot socks are a winner and I am completely wrong.
I love the idea of someone me being like, hey, going, and being like, actually having a real tough time, and then me just going, well.
Check out me ankles.
Pulling up my pant leg like,
The llama thinks otherwise.
What about now?
Tom and Loggie, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.